Joe Biden to boost chain migration from Afghanistan despite allegedly failing to vet resettled Afghans. By John Binder on September 6, 2022. President Joe Biden is hoping to boost chain migration, whereby naturalized citizens can sponsor an unlimited number of foreign relatives for green cards from Afghanistan, even as he is accused of resettling unvetted Afghans across the United States. Following the U.S. Armed Forces withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, Biden opened a humanitarian parole pipeline that has resettled more than 86,000 Afghans in American communities without being screened or interviewed in person beforehand. The massive resettlement operation was funded by Republicans and Democrats in Congress, and resettled Afghans across 46 states in a matter of months. Beginning October 1, the Biden administration will wind down the parole pipeline and shift toward securing green cards for Afghans via chain migration. The goal, officials said, is to prioritize Afghans with family members already resettled in the U.S. The policy shift comes after a whistleblower said nearly 400 Afghans were resettled in the United States despite having been listed in federal watch list databases as potential national security threats. The whistleblower also said Biden's federal agencies urged staff to cut corners in the vetting process to expedite the evacuation of Afghans from their country. Those allegations came after a Department of Defense, DOD, Inspector General report revealed that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the United States, with about 50 being flagged for significant security concerns after their resettlement. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the report states, have since disappeared into the United States interior. The report noted that as of September 17, 2021, only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged with specific derogatory information could be located. Likewise, a recent Project Veritas report alleges that the Biden administration resettled Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list across American communities. A few months ago, Senators Chuck Grassley, R.Y., Rob Portman, R.O., and James Inhofe, R.O.K., revealed that Biden's agencies were still refusing to screen and vet Afghan arrivals through DOD's tactical database despite warnings that many could have ties to terrorism. Even for Afghans not yet resettled in the United States, Biden has authorized his agencies to cut back on vetting procedures. In June, Biden's agencies announced that Afghans who provided limited material support to terrorist organizations would still qualify for resettlement in American communities. The revelations have not stopped a group of Republicans and Democrats from trying to pass legislation that would give green cards to Afghans brought to the United States by Biden. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.